Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. I want to start out by taking a quick minute to thank everyone who stopped out, helped, or just came out and enjoyed the entertainment at the Cass County Fair this past week. We wrapped up yesterday morning with our sale, and tonight we will have all of our 4-H and FFA members on the grounds cleaning up, and that will be the official end of our 2021 Cass County Fair. We had a great time with all of our activities, and we hope you had a great time if you were able to join us and participate in or watch any of those activities. We look forward to seeing you all next year. As we get into August, I want to highlight a couple camps coming up here through Extension. First off, our Babysitting 101 workshop will be held on August 10th, beginning at 9 a.m. and going through 3:30 p.m. We will spend the day learning about everything from safety to snacks to playtime, and you will leave with a babysitting certification. If this is something that you are interested in, you can find more information on the Cass County Extension website or by giving us a call here at the Extension office. There is a $5 fee for participating in that. We would like you to be registered by the end of this week or early next week. So again, if you are interested in participating in our Babysitting Basics workshop, just give our office a call for more information and to sign up. That is happening again next Tuesday, August 10th. Also coming up in 2 weeks, Wednesday, August 18th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., we will be having a robotics camp for any youth who've completed 3rd through 5th grade or going into 4th through 6th grade. This camp is free to attend. Just give us a call by Monday, the 16th, to RSVP and plan to bring a sack lunch. Our robotics camp will focus on a variety of robotic systems, including hex bugs, B-bots, dash and dots, and iRoots, and we'll learn all about coding, programming, and how robots work, move, and think. Two events coming up quickly before school starts. Again, Babysitting 101 workshop with the babysitting certification happening on August 10th and robotics camp on August 18th. More information on both of those on our website or give us a call at the Extension office to get signed up. As we get a mixture of weather with all of the hot weather, then cool weather, rain, and still technically in a drought, the one thing that seems to persist in our yards no matter what is those weeds. Every garden has weeds and every lawn has weeds, and dealing with these unwanted plants is an ongoing task in any landscape. It is important to keep control over weeds if you want to have a landscape that looks nice and the plants will survive from year to year, as weeds are strong competitors for available water, nutrients, and sunlight with more desirable plants that you have chosen for your landscape. If you have tall weeds in your landscape, it also reduces the air circulation and spreads foliar diseases throughout the garden and can attract insects that you might not want in your yard. Many folks hope to completely eliminate weeds, which is not a realistic goal as weeds will constantly be blowing in or popping up from somewhere, but reducing weeds is certainly possible and beneficial to your landscape. We'll chat today a little bit more about some tips from Aaron Style, our consumer horticulture specialist with ISU Extension. Again, keeping ahead of weeds is important, and you can start by knowing what types of weeds you have in your yard. There's two basic types of weeds, and they have different growing patterns. Annual weeds grow very rapidly, will flower, set seed, and die in a single season. New annual weeds such as crabgrass, velvet leaf, purslane, knotweed, lamb's quarter, and foxtail germinate new each spring from seeds. Perennial weeds, on the other hand, die back to the ground in fall, but will send up a new growth from the same plant each spring. Perennial weeds include dandelions, quackgrass, thistle, pokeweed, plantain, and may reproduce by seeds or may spread by creeping above or below the ground or spreading root systems. There's three different ways to handle these weeds. You can cultivate or use mechanical means, you can mulch or use herbicides. The first way, if you are trying to just get rid of a small patch especially, is to use mechanical means such as cultivating or hand pulling. These are very effective for controlling annual weeds, as it's very important to destroy these weeds while they are small before they produce thousands of seeds. Like annual weeds, perennial weeds are easy to control when the seedlings are small. Once they become established, they're very difficult to control because they have very deep roots. Repeated cultivation of perennial weeds is necessary, and you want to make sure that you don't chop up leaves or leave behind small stem or root pieces, because they can become a new plant if that is the case. When you are cultivating your garden around some of your plants, you want to avoid deep tillage. The roots of many desirable plants will grow near the soil surface, and deep cultivation will cut off some of these roots. It will also bring buried weed seeds to the soil surface. When you are hand-pulling weeds, work in the garden a day or two after a soaking rain, or water the garden a day or two before weeding to make this pulling and digging easier. If you plan to use mulch to control your weeds, you need to understand how it works by preventing the germination of weed seeds. Established weeds cannot be covered up with mulch with the hopes that they will go away, as they will certainly work their way up through the mulch, and any established weeds should be destroyed by pulling or herbicide before you apply the mulch, which simply prevents new weeds from germinating in the garden. In addition to weed control, mulch has many benefits, including conserving soil moisture, reducing soil erosion, preventing crusting of the soil after the rain, and keeping your foliage, fruits, and vegetables clean and disease-free. As we mentioned, herbicides are an option. And in certain situations, you may want to use herbicides to supplement other weed control. Very rarely is herbicide application effective on its own with no other assistance. There are several factors that limit the usefulness of herbicides in the home garden. Most home gardens contain a variety of plants in a small area. This restricts the type of herbicides that you can use because it's unlikely that these herbicides will be labeled for all plants in the garden. They should be carefully applied, as they have a high potential to harm both the weeds and desirable plants, as most herbicides can't tell the difference. You'll want to always apply herbicides when the winds are calm and temperatures are cool to prevent drift and damage to desirable plants nearby. Protect your desirable garden plants with barriers like buckets or boxes to further reduce drift problems. They can also be applied with a sponge and wiped onto leaves, if that is their mode of action, to prevent damage to nearby plants. Most importantly, always remember to follow label instructions exactly. Failure to follow directions may kill desirable plants or prevent other plants from being grown in that area. There are several organic options for controlling weeds in the garden. Mechanical control through hand pulling and cultivation is a natural organic option. Mulch is also an organic option. Pouring boiling water on weeds can be especially useful in situations where other plants are not nearby, such as cracks of sidewalks or driveways, but you should use caution not to splash or burn yourself. And remember that boiling water will kill both weeds and desirable plants, so you should be very careful about application. Use plenty of water and plan to retreat 7 to 10 days later, as again, one application will rarely kill the entire plant, especially if they have deep roots. Organic herbicides are available for purchase and can be effective. All of them act as non-selective herbicides, which means they will kill or damage any plant part they touch. So again, you want to be very specific with where and how you apply these. And again, organic or not, always follow those label directions exactly. If you have more questions about weed control or upcoming events here in Cass County, we encourage you to check out the Cass County Extension website or Facebook page. Visit us at the Extension office on the fairgrounds or call 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.